Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, you're listening.
Can I stop you right there, actually? I feel like, just as a one-off out of nowhere, I feel like I should do the intro this week.
Why?
Is that all right? I think it's really important that I do the intro this week just for everyone listening, everyone who's up to date with things and stuff. I think that's... Is that okay? Is that okay?
Yes, yeah. I have no idea what is happening here.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marry Annoyed with me, Chris Ramsey, and the bottom celebrity on the wheel, Rosie Ramsey.
Get lost.
Bottom. Dead, dead bottom. The bottom. You know the top? You know the one at the top? The opposite of that one. The opposite of that one.
Oh, no.
Anyone out there who's got 76 grand that they want to lose, come and see Rosie, because she will... Quick as a flash.
76
Lose you,
grand.
76.
76
poor
grand.
Poor fucking bloke.
He was so chipper after, though.
Yeah, really?
I saw him. He'd waited outside to meet everybody.
Oh, he'd waited. Lad's waiting outside.
I shit my pants because I was like, oh, here we go. He has me first nutting. And he was like, oh. And I genuinely was like, I am so sorry. I felt terrible. I wanted to send him a hamper, do you remember?
Yeah, just right.
I tried to get in touch with the management to send, and my manager went, people don't normally do that.
Well, first of all, I think it's horrible that people don't do that. And second of all, I think it's really lovely that you tried to do that.
Well, I mean, I still would, but nothing came of it. I didn't get his address in the end. So, Jonathan, I've got a hamper with you on it. I'm going to get one to him because he was such a nice guy and I genuinely felt terrible that he lost it. But what was the other girl's name who actually did win?
Oh, yeah, and
a
she's
going to
go on a honeymoon. That's
which
lovely,
which is great. So somebody did win on the day.
Yeah.
And to be fair, that question was really hard that we got wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, you knew that. Did I tell you that afterwards? I was speaking to
Stephen Mangan.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake, another thing that Chris, because one of the questions beforehand we got right because I'd heard you say it so many times about Jay-Z.
Hip-hop's first billionaire.
Hip-hop's first billionaire.
Even though Dr. Dre sold Beats to Apple for $4 billion.
Oh,
he wasn't a 25% stakeholder in Beats.
He got taxed so most of that as well.
But LeBron James and a few other people were in on it, so he didn't get even a billion. So he wasn't a billionaire.
Imagine that, shocking.
What's the point, eh?
It wasn't until after.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, Jonathan, I'm sorry. It wasn't until after that I remembered that one time you said that if you put your hands out, but like outstretched, and if you took a nail file and literally filed a tiny little bit of your nail, that would have been, you would have wiped out human existence in the span of the earth. Is that right? This is the span of the earth.
Yeah.
How long the earth's been around. Because that was a question. Yeah. How long has earth been around?
Yes.
And if you said if
so
you did, took a little nail file.
Yeah, so sorry, what, to
listen,
visually
don't
let
don't you try and explain
just,
the thing
no,
that
I'm
you
just saying,
explained
Rosie,
about
no, I'm time. Saying for people listening, because you're fucking sitting there like the fucking angel of the north and no one knows what you're doing.
I know, I'm sorry. I
so
hate
if you
when
put, your,
do
put your hands like the angel of the north, the guys, everyone listening now, do it. If you're walking your dog or whatever, keep a hold of the lead.
Wait, off the go.
This is from a Bill Bryson book. If you hold them out as far as you can, point your middle fingers away from you and take a nail file and just swipe just once on your most prominent nail, which is normally your middle finger, you have eradicated human existence from that timeline. If that timeline from nail to nail is the beginning of the earth and now, That is it.
The answer was 4.5 billion.
Yeah, people also use...
Wasn't it? It was, wasn't
it? 4 billion. Yeah, it's like 4 billion. 4 mm-hmm. billion odd years. People also use a post-it note or a sheet of paper on top of the Empire State Building. So if you take the Empire State Building as the floor, I think this is what... This one, I haven't read in a book, so this might be bollocks, but if you take the floor as beginning of the Earth and the top of the Empire State Building as now, a sheet of paper is the width of... Or is it a stamp? Is it the size of a stamp?
Oh,
anyway,
Jesus. You've lost half of
fuck
this
all,
list, so that's
fuck
fine.
All is us. We've been here 5 fucking minutes, like a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Long enough for you to make some guy fucking gut it though.
Other than that, I had a really nice time.
You didn't do really badly. You did really well. There was that one moment, and that happened to be the high stakes moment, but I thought you were funny. I thought you looked like you were having a nice time.
I did.
I thought that horrible bit where they meet you go around on the chain, film a fucking camera right in your face, and you've got to dance. People listening, you've got no idea how long you have to dance for.
Oh, ages. So
the wheel bits at the beginning, and they put the camera in front of you, because they haven't got that. If you notice, there's not a camera in front of everyone all the time. So the film, you do 45 minutes of Let's All Dance.
Well,
it's fucking
horrendous. I was devers, because I did dab a lot for Robin. Didn't keep any of me dabs in. I did loads of dabbing, because I was like, oh, they'll keep one of these in for the bane. So the bane would be like, you're dabbing, didn't do one.
Well, is that not because a dab is normally a celebratory thing and you stank the place out?
Maybe.
Have you a Jay-Z one you could have dabbed?
If she'd have done better, maybe we'd put that dab in. But I know, it was good fun. Good fun.
So very well done. And commiserations again, Jonathan. And if the world allows it, Rosie might send you a hamper. So there you go.
I'd love to.
There we go. Mm-hmm. But we've just started. This is just the start. This is the start of the episode.
It is.
Yeah. Guys, it's episode, you're not going to believe this.
What
it's episode 209.
Shit the bed.
209.
Shit the bed.
209. Guys, we hope you're all well out there. We hope you're having a nice little time. Again, whatever you're doing, you're walking the dog, you're at the gym, you're doing your ironing, you might just be sitting, down having a listen. I don't know what you're doing.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Thank you for coming back. Thank you for being here. Rosie's here. I'm here. More importantly, this week's sponsor is here.
Oh, here we go.
This week's lucrative sponsor is... Waking up when it's light.
Oh! High five, Ramsey. High five. Two, three, four, five, six, even number.
That's six high fives is excessive in any... That's crazy.
This is not excessive.
People have won the Super Bowl and not done six high fives. We woke up when it was light today.
We did.
It was the greatest thing in the world.
Half seven. But should we talk about that in the actual podcast?
Yeah, we can do. Yeah. But basically, just I think I've mentioned before, but going to bed when it's dark and then waking up when it's dark is actually...
Horrible.
...the most depressing thing in the world. Watching your nighttime telly on the same lighting as you're watching CBeebies on the morning with the same amount of lamps on is fucking soul-destroying and I'm sick of it.
Unless you're like in the deep, dark depths of December.
Yeah, I suppose.
Because your brain kind of goes, it's Christmas.
Yeah, like Christmas morning.
But,
March,
you're not in that mood. You're not in that vibe.
No, but I mean like pitch black. Like
We're talking 5 o'clock in the morning.
Upsetting.
Half five, pitch
hopefully,
black.
Hopefully, fingers crossed, we might be out the back end of it. Find out more after the jingle.
Oh, here we go. We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle. Babadoo, 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 ba. Jingle. Hello and welcome back to Shagged, Married, Annoyed. Mm-hmm. And lovely to have you back.
With the bottom celebrity from The Wheel on Saturday night. And me, who has, what have I won? I came second on Taskmaster. I won Catchphrase, Tipping Point. Mm-hmm. Just the list goes on. That might be it, actually.
just always think it looks a bit desperate when celebrities do all of the programmes.
Oh, well, you know.
They're awkward, isn't it? Just think, oh.
I haven't always had my own telly show. I've always had my own podcast in the arena, sir. I used to do bloody, little porter cabins in Edinburgh.
Oh, we do them all. Oh, what do you want him to do? He'll do it. He'll come and do it. Oh, every channel, every programme. Okay. Quiz, I'm good at a quiz. Celebrity Mastermind, you didn't win that.
No, I came third out of four on Celebrity Mastermind.
Oh, terrible.
Fucking, that was another level, that.
That was hard.
Jesus Christ.
I don't think I've been asked to do that one.
General knowledge, my arse. Mm. Nothing general about that. Mm-hmm. Christ. I got my specialist subject all right. I did well.
You did well on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking back.
No, God. Shoulder. Why did I think I would get away with that? again, everyone, when she went ready to do over my shoulder there, the body language, she proper just like came up like a lion. Listen, and then just double gun fingers.
I genuinely, maybe it is a sexual thing. I just love singing. Mm-hmm. I get like a proper release.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like an endorphin release.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a sneeze.
Mm. What I mean, Robin singing loads, like really at the top of voices at the minute. Even when I'm lying in bed on my own, when I wake up and I don't see your name on my phone.
Yeah.
Me and Robin are enjoying singing that at the minute.
Top of their lungs, everyone. Anywhere, any situation, both of them, top of their lungs.
Neither of us know the next bit though. So yeah, when I'm lying in bed on my own, when I wake up and I don't see your name on my phone, alone. That's when I remember.
Yeah. I've said it for years. You remember little bits of the lyrics, so it genuinely sounds like
walking
someone
walking your dog in the rain.
Yeah, it sounds like someone eating a sandwich and singing at the same time, where the odd words coming out and the rest just gobbling a sandwich. Yeah. It's really annoying. What were you saying? What were you going to say?
Don't know. What were you going to say?
What
you told
me? No, we just, in the pause moment there, we worked out why you can't send that guy a hamper.
Yeah, we think that it might be the rules.
I think it's the rules of something. Oh, no, you were going to say Looking Back. And that's why I sung Looking Back and then nothing happened. We're talking about Mastermind. Mm. I was talking about I did general knowledge and I did well on
that. Oh, Looking Back.
Looking Back. Sorry.
Over no. my shoulder. When they said, what do you want your specialist subject to be?
For the wheel.
I did see Real Housewives, but that got beat out.
Yeah, because it's another TV.
Yeah.
It's another TV program that probably didn't want
to. No, I just think it was a stupid idea. They'd be like, nobody actually really watches it except
just
you.
Just you, your daddy.
And then, so they said podcast, and I was like, fair enough. I wish I'd done crisps.
Do you know, I nearly did pizza. Because they ask you loads on the phone call. They ask you, like, what's your favourite stuff? I nearly did pizza, and I did UFC.
I found it a really sad phone call, though. When they were like, what's your interest? What's your hobbies? What are you really into?
Bad,
what do you know a lot about? Yeah, and I'm like, Real Housewives.
Yeah.
I think they thought, oh, Jesus Christ.
I know exactly what you mean.
So yeah. I couldn't think of anything else. And then when I think about it, the only other thing I know a lot about is crisps.
Yeah.
What they made out of? Potatoes.
Yeah. I did a crisp quiz with you before.
I know, exactly. I did really well. Yeah. So there you go.
Fucking
hell. What flavours is the salt and vinegar? Cheese and onion? Prawn cocktail? Beefy? Right.
Impromptu crisp quiz now. Right,
go.
You ready? Red and white packet, T-bone steak, bubbled crisps. What's the make?
Oh, that's hard. Is it?
Oh, it's a brown and white packet.
Is it Tex-Mex or something?
No. The flavour is T-bone steak.
Yeah.
And they're like round and bubbled. Yeah. What's the brand?
Fuck.
Not fuck.
McCoy?
Nope.
McVitie's?
Nope.
No, I don't know.
McVitie's is biscuits. What begins is with a R.
What?
Royston's.
Royster's.
Oh, yes, Royster's. Fucking hell. You are. You're
no,
off.
I lost it.
Oh. Hey, Jonathan. Get. You're not going to errands, bruh.
If I'd have seen it on wrote down, I'd have got it.
Okay then.
One more, come on.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell. Alright, just a second.
I love crisps. I haven't ate any for ages, actually. I'm being really good. Proper. You know what you said to me? What do you want for Mother's Day?
Yeah.
I want a family pack of kettle chips, salt and vinegar.
Okay.
And I want an Easter egg,
that's
please.
Genuinely what you want for Mother's Day?
Yes, please.
Really?
Guys, but make like, it one of the massive, like the massive Easter eggs. The massive like, ones.
Guys, you might think that just seeing this to sound like she's very low maintenance and trying to sound like one of the people.
No, relatable. That's what I want.
That's genuinely, you that's would be want. Over the moon if I got you that.
Yeah, you've done it before.
Yeah.
You got us an Easter egg before. Brilliant. I think it was in lockdown.
Right, well, there we go.
Yeah.
Sorted. All right, then, that's good. Because I'm missing half of Mother's Day, aren't I? Eh?
Me? Oh, yeah, you're not even here.
Not even here.
Shocking that, like.
Going to see the UFC this weekend. If you're listening to this on Friday afternoon, I will already be fucking hammered. Me and the lads getting the train down Friday midday. Woo!
Knee deep in dick.
Night on the drink. Yeah, dicks everywhere. Night on the drink. Whoop, whoop. And then Saturday, going to the O2 to watch Usman versus Edwards 3.
Is he posh?
There's two of them. There's Kamaru Usman and Leon Edwards. And it's the third time that... Do you think I meant the third person?
Like in line of his family? Is that not what you meant?
You
said Edmund III.
It's the third time they've fought.
Oh.
It's the trilogy, Rosie.
Oh, but so say it again how you said it.
Usman versus Edwards III.
Right.
Probably Edwards versus Usman III because Edwards is the champion.
So it's just the third time that they've done it. What a weird way to say it. I thought you said it wrong. I thought you meant the third.
It's industry standard, Rosie.
Okay, fair enough.
It's industry standard.
So
in the fight game.
Why the fighting three times? What happened in the first two?
First time, Usman won. Second time, Usman was the champion and Leon Edwards knocked him out with a head kick in Salt Lake City last August. This is Leon Edwards, Birmingham lad, England, home turf, 0-2, fighting. So Usman's trying to get his title back.
Right.
Oh, it's going to be good.
Where's Usman from?
So Usman is an American fighter and Edwards is a British fighter. And obviously we want Leon Edwards to win.
Okay.
I sat next to Leon Edwards the last time I watched the fight in 0-2.
Oh, did you
actually? Sitting right next to him. He was a really nice
guy.
Really nice guy. And we're literally
In front of you who you got the picture with?
Yeah, yeah. Me and all the lads were like tapping on the shoulder, like, you're gonna beat him. Because that was in June. Mm. And then he fought him in the August and he beat him. So now we're going to be watching him. Very exciting.
Far too excited. Yeah.
Anyway, back to the guy who whose dreams you destroyed on Saturday night on the wheel. We thought the reason that you couldn't give him a hamper is because of the rules. It would sort of cast as like a consolation prize.
I genuinely think it is.
The BBC rules or whatever. Did I ever tell you when I had the Chris Ramsay show on Comedy Central, on series two, we had games at the end and it was to something to play for like a tenner or something. One of the games was just a joke to play for a tenner. Mm-hmm. So like, there's an example in Jade Adams, I think, were doing this shot glass game for a tenner. And I said, at the end, can we give it to a member of the crowd?
Mm-hmm.
And the genuine rule is you can't just give someone in the crowd money at a TV show, because to win money on a TV show, skill has to be involved.
Mm.
That's why Deal or No Deal, even though it was total fucking luck, they'd play that whole bullshit of you're playing a good game here, you're playing a tactful game, you're playing tactics. No, you're opening boxes at random. It was absolute fucking luck. It was total fluke the whole time. Uh-huh. But you had the banker ringing up and it was that.
So they made it into a game.
They made it into so you were playing and gambling, but you weren't. You were just opening boxes.
Do you know I was a little bit obsessed with Deal or No Deal?
I fucking loved Deal or No Deal.
Do you know I bought the DVD game?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, bought it. But it was about 15 quid. I used to play it on my own. This was heyday Deal or No Deal. Like, this was when it was... I think I applied to be on it.
Did you?
Yeah, I never got picked.
Oh,
it was
man.
So, what a brilliant game.
It took the world by... It took the country by storm.
It was so good. Outstanding. Just like, I'm going to go for number 12. Oh, it's 5 pence! Okay, it's 5 pence!
They're sitting with the brother going, it's this one. It's definitely this one. It's this one that I've got here. It's definitely this one. And it wasn't.
So devastating. Babadoo, 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 ba. Do you want to ask us what I've been watching on TikTok?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Yes, what have you been watching on TikTok?
So, on TikTok recently, I saw a video of a lady who is like a relationship psychologist.
Relationship
I think
psychologist.
Her and her husband might be. So that sounds awful, first off. But she said that her and her husband recently have been like smooching every night before bed and not necessarily having sex after every smooch.
Just doing a smooch?
Yeah. And it actually made a lot of sense, right? Because for some reason, when you get married, or not even married, to take marriage out of it, because marriage, as we all know, is a crock of shit, right? Hate that I'm married. But anyway... My views have massively changed on marriage. Anyway.
Wow.
So.
It was a nice day, though. We had a nice day.
It was a nice day. It cost a fucking fortune.
We had
ridiculous.
A nice day.
No, it was ridiculous.
We had
a piece of paper. It's a piece of paper.
We had a nice day.
So.
Don't know where that piece of paper is.
It's a debt and a piece of paper.
Don't know where it is.
No, me neither.
No idea where that is.
I think I had to use it when the band got christened. Anyway, I don't know where it is. So what happens is when you've been in a relationship for a long, long time, you just kind of don't kiss anymore.
No.
We don't hardly ever kiss anymore.
Unless you're doing the sex.
Unless you're going to go to the sex, right? And so she was like, what we need to do, and it actually makes sense, and I'm kind of just trying to pass this on because we're going to try this. You don't know this yet, but we are actually going to get on the smoochies. No, because it made sense. And it was like, you know what it is? You should kiss more often and it not just have to be like, oh, all right, well, we're kissing and now we're going to have sex.
Right.
Because that's like, I think that's an awful way to just, does that make, am I making sense?
I totally understand it and it does make perfect sense. Two questions.
Hmm.
Are you going to have brushed your teeth?
I mean, what about, you as well?
Let's assume.
So I have to have brushed my teeth and you don't? That's awful.
No,
have
no,
you
I'm
ever
saying,
kissed somebody when you've just brushed your teeth and they haven't?
I will have brushed mine as well.
Okay. Oh, you're putting caveats in it now.
No,
it's meant to just be an off the hook smooch.
Off the hook? How was that smooch? It was off the hook. Second question. Will you be wearing your terrifying Tron Darth Vader in his egg mask?
Well, no, obviously not.
Right, that's yeah. That was my last question. Yeah. That's fine.
And okay. It doesn't have to lead to sex. Right. I mean, maybe it's every now and again.
Eh?
It might be.
Oh, I'll say. I'll check my diary. Very busy.
But it doesn't have to. And I just think it's... I just thought I'd impart it in case anyone's not seen it on TikTok. I think it's quite a nice thing to do.
Yeah. I think it's a nice idea. Look forward to the old... Oh, I better get these tonsils in order. Eh? Better get this... Bit of mouth exercises
pucker,
and all that.
Puck her up.
Weird for this.
Ramsey.
Oh, hey, have you got a busy night ahead of you? Because it sounds like I have. All the bloody smooching I'll be doing with you, bony Bob, Cliff.
No erections allowed. No smooching and then doing the eye to your crotch because that winds us up.
Right, okay. That's
and
offensive.
Everybody listening will know exactly what I'm talking about. Men are weird and you just seem to need to like announce a half erection and I find it really odd. Do you know what I mean?
And now, hear ye.
It's like, no, but it's just...
blood has floweth to the nether regions, and the erection is indeed upon us. Ding, 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 hear ye.
That's what it's like. I mean, it's a lot more subtle than that. It's usually just a little look down.
I'm going to buy a bell. I'm going on Amazon now. I'm going to buy a big bell. Big bell, like at the end of playtime at school.
line up. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef?
Beef, 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 beef. Ladies first or gentlemen first?
Well, I don't see any of them in here, so Fantastic. Perhaps I will go first.
Go on then, Slags first.
It's great. Happy Slags Week, by the way, everyone.
It's Slags Week.
I don't know if it is anymore now. Well, it was last week.
Oh, hold on. I did a Peloton run today because I'm an athlete, and it was Slag History Month.
Is that what it is? You're not allowed to see it, though. You can't see it. I can see it.
Women's History Month, apparently, in America. And all the songs were female EDM artists, electro dance music, I think that thing's for. It's really good.
Lush.
But yeah, but I got a little badge at the end saying, well done, you've done one of them. Mm-hmm. Got loads of badges on Peloton now, you know. I wish I'd send you them and I could sew them on me underpants or something.
Oh, crikey.
I'd love that.
See how he turned it on himself, though, even in an International Women's Month, and he turned it to his own achievements, like a fucking man that he is.
Oh, okay, I'm going to back out of this cul-de-sac because I feel like I'm not going to win.
My beef.
Don't go down there, mate, it's a trap. No, drive the other way.
This is her time. You shut up.
Bill Burr. Shout out to Bill Burr, Paper Tiger. If you haven't seen it on Netflix, watch it.
Right, okay. So, my beef with you, Ramsey,
is... Why are you under me? Under the
table? I'm touching your leg.
So under the table, she's got her feet either side of my feet, and I feel like you're going to capture
it. Am I not allowed to touch you?
No, you can. Wow. You can. You're trying to stop touching my feet now. This is me. What's happening in here? Bloody filth.
Oh, sorry, is this work? Bloody is this workplace?
Filth this week. We've got a bloody kiss every night now. You're touching my feet. Bloody, honestly, you'd be bloody poking me bum next. What the hell's going on?
There'd be no bum poking.
I was watching on TikTok. Apparently, you just got to, like, before you have your breakfast, you just got to quickly poke each other's bums. It makes your wedding, marriage longer. You first, Chris. I was joking. I didn't see that on TikTok.
Right, my beef with you is this weekend, on Sunday specifically, you banned the bin on his iPad.
Yes.
And honestly, I was really pissed off. And I agreed, though, because he was being a twat, right? This is Robin, by the way. Yeah. He's only allowed his iPad. He's got my old iPad. He's only allowed it on a weekend. He's not allowed on it after school or before school.
He doesn't even have his own iPad. He's got your hand-me-down iPad.
Yeah, but I don't know about you guys, but I'm just find iPads too much for kids. He's one of them kids. He just can't handle it. Especially, he's a bit better now, he's older, but trying to get him off it is horrible. So we just put a flat out ban.
If he's not ready to come off it and you're like, time to get off it.
Yeah, but I can deal with it on a weekend because the day's a bit longer. The before bed and the in the morning, it was just every day. He was like, I'm going. And I was like, you're not. You're not going on your iPad before school? Like, no, you're not. And I have to just keep reminding myself of my childhood and how fucking bored I was all the time.
Yeah.
And I just feel
like... I
think
kids need to be bored.
Yeah,
I
totally agree.
I was fucking bored shitless.
Oh, my God. Like, this is the thing, right? I've read somewhere, like, when we were younger, Our parents had their TV on all the time.
Oh, God, yeah.
But in our house, it's constantly for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
100%. So every now and again, I do, and I don't know if you've noticed, every now and again, I will whack on like Grand Designs or something. Yeah. And to be fair, Robin absolutely loves Grand Designs.
Robin requests George Clark.
Yeah, and we watch George Clark in bed on a night time before he goes to bed. But that's, I don't know, he's just weird like that. But like Heartbeat and all that shit was on the telly, and you'd be so
Antiques
bored.
Roadshow. Sunday afternoon, Antiques Roadshow, mm-hmm. Killers, wildlife programmes, fair enough.
Only when you were, I only appreciate wildlife programmes now. I didn't as a kid.
When I was younger,
I was bored shitless.
Yeah, Heartbeat, you're right. What the horrendous. Actual fuck.
Holby City.
That fucking thing. That thing. Did your dad used to watch the results, the football results, on a Saturday?
I didn't know he wasn't allowed.
It was just a screen. Mm. It was just a screen. Well, there was football names on it. It was like, West Bromwich Albion.
Oh, Liverpool. Yeah. No,
score draw.
Yes.
And he would just sit. And I was like, this is like.
I do remember that. Teletext, man. You said the teletext
download? I used to go in the living room. I'd be in the kitchen. My mum would be making tea. I'd doing something, right? And I would go in the living room. No lights on. Mm-hmm. Full darkness. Mm-hmm. Telly on. Words. Just Queen's Park Rangers, 1.
I've only remembered it from that voice. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Bored. So boring. Yeah. So boring. So anyway.
And then I had to go upstairs. I would go upstairs and I would play on Sonic on the Mega Drive, mm-hmm. where if you died, you just started again. Mm-hmm. So I'd play the first 3 levels of Green Hill Zone.
Do you not have the cheats, man?
Eh?
Do you not have the cheats?
Up, down, left, right, in, start. Ovs. But still, you know, sometimes I like to challenge
do
myself.
It, brother. Yeah. Yes, but the only thing I'm saying is he only has it on a weekend.
And
you
did.
You banned it.
He's been an awesome.
But you had nothing else in place.
Yeah.
So all day, he just kept slyly coming up to me going, please, can I go back on my iPad? Right. And obviously I wanted to go, yeah. Because I'm fucking actually sick here. But your dad said no. And apparently we've got to have a united front.
Yeah.
That's a thing, isn't it?
You have to keep a united front with me if you expect any of this Twilight smooching to start happening. You keep a united front with me, right?
I hate the united front in parenting. Like, I do actually
hate
it.
You do it very rarely. You're
I know, to be fair, I'm usually the one.
You're undermining me. Right,
no,
now listen.
No, but I didn't... Come on, I didn't on Sunday.
No,
I went
didn't.
With it.
You did go with
much
it.
Much to my annoyance.
Now I'm hearing that you weren't with it. You know, your soul wasn't in it. And you could tell.
Well, I did.
You could tell. That's why he kept asking you.
Every time he kept asking us, I went, well, your dad has said you can't.
Fantastic,
so,
yeah.
Your
fantastic.
Dad. Your dad.
Wow. So, my beef with you is, now, we all know, famously, you claim to not like cheese.
I don't like cheese.
Shut up, right? Pizza, love it. Cheese toasties, all of them,
I
right?
Do like, yeah.
You do like...
No, cheese on toast. Not a big... I don't like a cheese toastie.
Right.
I like cheese on toast.
Right, okay. With a bit of Liam Perrins on top.
Yeah.
Now,
gotta be Leah Dema.
So I recently have started having to do a really horrible thing that I don't like doing, and it's because of your weirdness. You
what?
Don't like cheese.
No.
So you don't like Dairy Lee. But you do like the sticks from Dairy Lee Dunkers.
Yeah.
So
they're like chivy crisps.
It's so
really nice.
Fucking annoying. So what you do now is you will get yourself a little Dairy Lee Dunker and you will take it to somewhere in the house like a little squirrel because you're like a teenager and you don't eat. I eat all of my meals either in my office, which is next door to the kitchen, or in the kitchen.
Right.
You are just, I find stuff you've eaten all over the house like a teenager. And I hate it, first of all.
That's such
right?
a weird thing to see.
It's so strange. You left a plate with a big glob of ketchup in your little dressing room thing for like 2 days the other week. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this person?
Wasn't right? 2 days.
Easily 3 days.
No,
four,
it was
fortnight.
Not.
Now, you, what you do
you
is...
You must have moved it because I didn't move it.
Oh, of course I moved it. It's like a standoff. You know I'm going to move it. That's your... You know I'm going to move it. Now, you got your little... This is what you does, guys, right? You got your little Dairy Lee Dunkers, and you went... You take it upstairs by the side of our bed. Bedside table in our bedroom.
I like to eat in bed.
Right? It's disgusting.
I love to eat in
right?
bed. My bed's my favourite place and food's my favourite thing.
Yeah.
Why not marry them both together?
Because I'm here as well and I don't approve.
Don't
right?
come on my side.
So what you do is you get your... You open your little Dairy Lee Dunker. You don't even open the cheese bit, right? And then you eat your little sticks. You eat your little sticks.
Yeah.
And then you leave... The Dairy Lee Dunker cheese pouch, little cheese pouch thing, at room temperature, somewhere in the house, for over a day.
Mm.
So what I have to do, as head of recycling in the household, and the only person who isn't annoyed, the person who is annoyed by this, I have to come and get the thing, take it downstairs, peel the thing off, then I have to scoop the room temperature, 2 day old, possibly Dairy Lee cheese, out of it, and flick it in the bin, then rinse it, then
what
recycle
you need
the
pack. For?
What do you mean?
You said with your finger, do it with your finger.
When I'm about to wash it, or when I'm about to a spoon or whatever, I'm about to wash it, so it doesn't really matter. but I have to get the room temperature Dairy Lee. I'm quite a fan of Dairy Lee, but I have to get room temperature Dairy Lee out of that little thing because you've hit the little sticks.
Mm.
And it's just starting to do me tits
right,
in now.
Okay.
Twice last week I had to do it. Rain right. it in. Anyone from Dairy Lee listening?
You didn't don't... do it twice last week because it must have been the week before because I've not been eating crisps.
No, you have.
Oh, God, have I?
Yeah, you have. Yeah, you've been doing it without realising. Anyone at Dairy Lee listening, right? Don't send with a cheese. Just if you can somehow send a bin liner.
If they could make them in just packets of crisps.
Just send a bin liner of them sticks.
Yeah.
The chivy sticks. Your cheese is great, but in this house, it's not going down well. Just send with the sticks.
Them.
Stop it, because you'll just leave it around the house. Stop it. We don't consume enough cheese in this house.
The kids eat loads of cheese.
Grated cheese.
They eat them nibble things. The cathedral nibbles, which my mum told us off for buying.
Uh-huh.
Why are you buying them in the packs? Just buy a block of cheese and cut it up in a little bit. I don't like touching cheese.
You can't touch cheese, can you?
I don't like touching cheese, man.
That's another thing, by the way. Here's another beef while we're at it. Rosie can't touch cheese or bananas, and it's like living with someone. I don't know. It's just craziness. It's like living with someone who's imposed their own weird rules on life.
Oh,
Ben wants the banana. Will you give him a banana? Oh. I can't touch bananas.
I hate bananas. And Rafe is obsessed with you. He comes down the stairs. He's like, Nana, Nana. I'm like, something wrong with you. It's disgusting. And they bug you up.
Bananas are amazing. It's in its own carrier.
Yeah,
it's in its
I know,
own little pouch.
I know.
Gives you energy. Oh, it's brilliant.
Makes your breath stink. You ever been with someone who's had a banana, man? Oh, God.
I'll be having bananas every night before bed now.
Listen, if you didn't want to tash on with us, you don't have
banana
to tash on
smooch.
With us. No, I'll not be having no banana smooch.
Banana smooch or no smooch.
Mate, it's not that I want to kiss you every night.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to make my marriage better.
See what I've watched on TikTok. There wasn't even a video on TikTok, man. You just can't get enough of this.
Oh, Jesus.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public.
Public. As always, if you would like to get in touch and send us anything at all, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. I thank you kindly.
Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hi.
I've been dying to email this blinder in for a while because it's a roller coaster. Strap in.
Lovely.
I've lived in a small town called Yeovil. You know Yeovil, didn't you?
Big fan. I play Yeovil Octagon, incredible theatre. Westlands is the next step up, which is a lovely room as well.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic comedy fans in Yeovil. Big shout out to Yeovil.
Yeah. Well, they clearly have a good sense of humour as well. Okay. So I've lived in a small town called Yeovil for most of my life due to my dad being in the Navy and being stationed at an airbase just down the road. So as you can imagine, this is...
Navy?
Yeah.
Airbase?
Uh-huh.
Navy? Airbase.
Oh.
What's
that's
happening?
That's contradictory, isn't it?
Navy's
on water, isn't it?
I smell an early fib.
Do you think this is bullshit?
Nah, I don't think. I think they're sort of... I think...
Would the airbase need the water, guys?
Might have a lake.
Shit.
No, I think we're being very ignorant here. I think they do kind of do stuff at each other's things. I mean, that's the most ignorant sentence
I've ever
said. I think they have sleepovers. I think sometimes the air people go, look, we don't get to do the boats. Can we go and do the boats?
And then the army people come along
and do the zooms in the planes, and then they come over there.
Right, fair enough. So as you can imagine, this is in a long list of vile, hilarious, and traumatising Matliot stories.
Matliot.
I don't know whether they've spelt something wrong or that's a word.
Okay.
I don't think it is.
Should we Google Matliot?
Matliot. M-A-T.
2 seconds.
L-E-O-T. It says, I'm sure most military kids can relate.
M-A-T.
L-E-O-T.
L-E-O-T. Matliot. Dictionary. A sailor.
Oh.
Really showing off there, typing that, weren't they?
Good word. I mean, it hasn't recognised it on my thing because the little red lines come underneath.
Spell checker. That's embarrassing.
Spell checker.
Yeah.
What?
There was no real need to send that.
What about, and actually, like, the fact that...
Because they say our stories, and it was alliterated.
The fact that that the dad is in the Navy or the air base has nothing to do with the story, but that's fine.
Fantastic.
Right. It's just sometimes nice to get a bit of background.
I feel inferior that I had to Google that now. I feel very embarrassed. I feel like, is this what it feels like to be the bottom celebrity on the wheel?
This is exactly what it feels like. Did you see my face? At one point, didn't I just kind of go, oh... Oh, God. When me and my older brother were kids, around 7 and 8, we were relaxing in the living room one evening before bed, when we were startled by a blood-curdling scream from our parents. Boys, boys, come quickly, please help!
Oh.
As you do when you're a kid, we panicked and ran towards the commotion, to where the commotion was coming from, in the kitchen. However, as we turned out of the living room, we both stopped in complete and total horror. There in the kitchen was my dad, trousers and boxers down to his ankles, covered in shit. He was covered in shit. The floor was covered in shit. The walls, the fridge. It was fucking everywhere.
What?
He explains. I told him what happened. I thought it was a fart and I couldn't stop it. That's what he said. We were frozen, wondering how the hell he'd managed to make such a horrific mess. My mum then comments, I can't believe this. Do you think it's something that you ate? Maybe the curry. Without a second's hesitation, the dirty C-U-N-T wipes some off his arse cheek and puts it in his mouth.
No,
aye, it's the curry.
What the hell?
Now, I know what you're thinking, Chris.
Social services.
Send the media. But there's more to this. After having a taste of the devil's chutney dripping down from his arse, my dad and mum both started historically laughing.
Sorry, hysterically.
Hysterically. Says historically in my defence.
Historically. Well, it was a while ago. What's going on? Is this a prank?
It turns out my mum had cooked a huge pot of Chinese chicken curry that day, and after it had cooled, went to put it in the fridge when she dropped it all over the floor. My dad witnessed this, saw his opportunity and took it.
That
once explained,
great.
Me and Jamie saw the funny side and off we went to carry on with whatever we were doing on the telly. But that's not the end of this story.
Wow.
A few weeks later, I was at school when my class were asked to write about a funny and memorable experience we'd had in the past with our family as part of our English lesson.
Serves them right. It serves them right. Yeah. Oh, God.
That was the... I just, as a parent now,
mortifying.
I just have to, no, but I have to just think of like, that would be such a good prank to pull on your kids.
It'd
imagine if I'd
prank.
Dropped curry, right? Mm-hmm. And Robin, and you literally put your,
yeah.
I mean, actually, hang on, Robin's 7. Would we do that with Robin now? I
don't
think,
could handle
do,
that,
no,
think.
But do you think we would see your dad shit himself and you eat it?
I think that would be funny.
Do you think? I don't
think
know
Robin
whether
that But I think the thing with Robin, though, Robin's like, I don't know, he's quite highly strung and I don't think he'd be okay for a while. I think I'd be like, no, look, it's a joke. It's
Robin
a joke.
Had to put a bit of cake in the bin yesterday.
Yeah.
Because Rafe snotted on something and he can't look at it and eat it. What did he do? What did Rafe do?
I can't remember.
I think Rafe had like sneezed, you know, in a bit of snot comes out.
Yeah.
And so Robin was like, oh, I can't finish this.
Yeah, if Rafe goes anywhere near Robin with snots, Robin's just like, nah. So yeah, I don't think Robin would recover from me pretending to eat
no,
my own
I
shit.
Don't think it's the eating it that would
get
him.
I don't think.
Maybe you could be like, Oh, yeah. I don't even think you could see your dad's booty.
No, I couldn't. I'd be like, Robin, look what's happened. I've had an accident. And you'd be like, ah! And then you'd be like, oh, I'm joking. Mammy spilled the curry. But they're eating it. It would send them over the edge. It would send them over the edge.
I think if they were teenagers, we could do it. It is hysterical, though. It's like, very, the fact that he's just put his finger in his ass.
It's disgusting that, like, he was, oh, God. Whose brain goes to that? What a bloody mess. What happened to my tea? Hold that thought.
Yeah. It's the same dad who hid the shoes.
Yeah, yeah. Same guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, same guy. Well, fair play. But it backfired because they wrote it down for school.
Yes, that was the story. My parents were greeted to parents' evening a few weeks later with a bright red-faced teacher holding said story, who then had to explain to my parents what I had wrote and also commend me for adding such fine detail. There's a question here. My question is, did you do anything this horrifically embarrassing to your parents when you were younger? I think the only thing I probably ever did that was embarrassing to my parents, probably my mum, so I don't know if my dad would have bothered, was just times throughout life when your mum's telling a story and lying and you go, oh no, Matt, that didn't happen.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And the person's just lying and your mum's like, it did? Looking at you, like, literally raising
like
the
eyes. Like lying to get out of a situation.
It did. And you go, mum, no, I don't know, it didn't.
Oh, yeah. Come there. We've got this on Saturday. No, we haven't, no, mum. Got cancelled. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that's probably about it. And that's not really embarrassing.
Well, my mum's still angry with me whenever she was ill on a Sunday. It turned out to be the change that she was going through, but it was always like a hangover. And I used to shout out in the street, don't knock on the door, because my mum's in bed with a hangover.
Your mum's hungover?
Yeah. I used to shout, don't. And one time there was mice in my garden, and I ran in the front street and told everyone we had mice in the garden. Oh. She was mortified by that. But yeah, I can't think of any others. I remember, I always said stupid stuff. Have I talked about on the podcast when I used to always pretend I was ill at school. I used to always pretend I was ill. And obviously if my mum was off and I knew she was off, I would pretend I was ill on a Friday. And she would get her clothes on for work, drop us off ready for work and pretend
ridiculous.
She was doing work. Yeah, crazy.
Spoilt rotten.
Because every single time, they would just send us home for some reason. They knew I was bullshitting, but they'd send us home. But
probably fucking sick of him. I actually, the way that your parents talk about you when you're younger, he was no bother. I bet you were a twat.
I think I was a total fucking prick.
Man. I honestly think I would have hated you
I
when you were a kid.
I genuinely think I was a fucking prick. I imagine a lot of people who knew us when I was a kid but weren't friends with us and now are aware of what we do in life think, fucking hell, how did that prick end up doing this? Because he was a weird
Famously, your mum and dad, when Robin was younger, and he'd kick off in that because obviously he gets told no and he gets iPads taken off him and he gets consequences. Your mum's like, Chris was never like this. And I'm like, did you ever tell him no? Did you ever say no? Because weirdly, kids who don't get told no, they're not like badly behaved because they just do what they want.
Well, the story I'm getting at here is I was an infant and I was saying I wasn't very well and I was fine. And I was in the headmaster's office or whatever and they was like, right, okay. And they were like debating whether to take us home and they were like, all right, well, we'll phone your mum and dad are at work, phone your granddad can come and get you. And like a fucking idiot, I went, I hope he comes soon. And they went, why? And I went, because Sesame Street's on soon. And they went, right, okay. And I got sent back to my class.
Oh, you mug. You mug.
You couldn't record it these days, you know what I mean? I can do it on an app from my phone. I'll go catch up and watch it on catch up.
What channel was that on? Because there was no kids shows during
Sesame
the
Street
day.
For, yeah, it was. It was on lunchtime, Channel 4. Don't you ever question my Sesame Street knowledge again.
I never got days off, babe.
No.
I mean, I did used to love watching This Morning on a day off with a can of lilt, like.
This Morning with a can of lilt. Yeah. That was like going on holiday for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, this is going to make you lose your shit.
Okay.
I was listening to the episode about Matt, the Mars bar man. My name is also Matt, and I also have a story about Mars bars.
Ooh.
But don't get too excited. This one wasn't me. A friend of mine worked as a mechanic in a BMW workshop. There was a woman who would regularly bring her BMW in for work to be done, and as part of whatever was being done, my friend once had to open the boot.
Right.
Upon opening, he found it to be packed to the brim with Mars bars.
To the brim?
I don't know whether that's just a bit of an exaggeration. But
I bet there was a couple of multi-packs.
I
bet there was no more than 10 Mars bars in there. I guarantee. At most,
no,
a
I
box.
Think, right, there's going to... Right, imagine back in the day...
Right.
When you can't buy low, the near Costco, right?
Well, the macro, someone might have a macro card if she knows.
That is true. You know, well, there's just loads of Mars bars in the boot, right?
Fair enough, but you know, I did, back of the brim, what kind of car was it? What size was the boot?
Right, I didn't know.
I haven't got enough information here. How many Mars bars are we talking? Okay. How many cubic feet of Mars bars are we talking
Let's
here?
Just imagine there's 50 Mars bars in the boot, right?
And you go, fucking hell,
that's a lot of Mars bars.
It must be a sports car then, small boot.
Right, there you go. There you go. I think it is a sports car.
Right.
It said here, she must be a lifetime Mars bar competition winner, or maybe she sells them, thought my friend.
Okay, so there is a lot.
Everyone in the garage was a little confused, but thought nothing more of it.
The first thing you go to isn't just bought loads, it's she must have won a lifetime supply of Mars bars. You see who came in? Did you see? I recognise her from the pier bash. She's that woman. She's that local woman who won the lifetime supply of Mars.
Got to be in it to win it.
Hey, honestly, she did. She wanted her name taken out the pier bash because she thought she'd get robbed.
Do you know what? Mars bars. Very underrated chocolate bar.
I fucking hate them.
Oh, what? Horrible. Oh, I knew you'd hate them.
Horrible.
Oh, I fucking love them, mate.
Oh, nah. Just fucking like a bar of nout. Like,
oh, no, it's lush. Nah. Eat the nugget. On the, like, eat that off.
We've been through this before.
Whatever. Oh, yeah, man. Call it what you want. Nugget, right? Eat that.
You're a fucking nugget because it's nougat. Right.
Who says nougat? Nobody says nougat.
It's what it's called.
All right. Okay. Sorry. How's your eczema doing? I'm not getting into this again. We've done this before. People.
Listen, you give me a headache. I'm going to have a couple of brufen.
No. Shut up with the brufen. Oh. Ibuprofen. Anyway, ibuprofen. Right. So, do you want to hear the rest of this? What was I saying?
You were saying how good Mars bars are.
You eat the nugget off the bottom, nougat. And then you eat the caramel. It's like a separate thing. It's lush.
Camarel. Say it right. Nougat, camarel. And chocolate.
Certain things I can't watch, you know, if they say something wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm not a really clever person, you know, I'm not. But when somebody... Oh, when they deliberately say it the right way and you're just like, oh, yeah, no one says that.
Oh, right,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like when someone really goes over the top and they go like, and just add your jalapenos. And yeah. You didn't need to go that far.
But then
say jalapenos.
But then I hate jalapenos.
I hate jalapenos.
So, I want to die when someone says jalapenos.
I'm sure I've said it on the podcast when I went on YouTube and I was getting a fajita recipe and the guy said, right at the beginning of the video, he went, I'll teach you how to make the perfect fajitas. Video off. Video off. I guarantee you I'm not taking any advice from you. Welcoming video. This is how you make the perfect fajitas. Laptop shut. Idiot.
Right, okay. So, everyone in the garage was a little confused but thought nothing more of it. They're just like, where's all these Mars bars coming from? Yeah. Crazy. Every time the woman came back to the garage, my friend had a sneaky look to see if all the Mars bars were still there. I wonder what they're for. It's driving them mad, right? After months, a new mechanic started at the garage, and after another visit from the woman, he said that he could reveal all for us. And this is ... I can't unhear this information, so I'm passing it on to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to guess what they were? What she was using them for?
Mars bars.
How do you think she's got them? Why do you think she's got them all?
I mean,
do you think she's won a competition?
No, I mean running a tuck shop.
Just of Mars bars. That's just the worst. Robin, what do you want? What do you want as your treat this weekend? Oh, I'll tell you what, Mars. I fancy one of them Mars bars.
Let's go to the Mars bar exclusive tuck shop in the leisure centre. Maybe it's right. Here you go, smart ass. Maybe it's a tuck shop run by six or seven different women, and each of them specialise in a different confectionery. And she's Mars bar Marjorie. She's Mars bar Marjorie. She brings a Mars bar. Someone else brings a Twixes. Someone else brings the jellies.
Snickers Sally.
Yeah.
Do you mind my jellies?
Tracy Twix.
I don't think Marjorie would do as well. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah, because they're shite. Is she?
They're not shite.
Giving them? Does she work? I don't know. Fucking runs a youth football team and gives them all a Mars bar at the end. I don't know.
I mean, what podcast are you listening to?
All right. Okay. Fair enough. I don't know. Is it something minging? I can't. Oh God. Of course it is. I don't know. Why did I go there? I don't know what it is. Okay. Come on.
Right, I shall tell you. Okay. The woman was, shall we say, a lady of the night. And apparently, she was well known in certain circles for a particular party trick involving a Mars bar, where she would insert it in her rear and slowly push. As it slipped out, it would be eaten bit by bit by the man She was squatting over.
Oh!
Marjorie. Question.
Yeah.
Would you eat it if it was coming out of my vagina?
A Mars bar?
Uh huh.
You're going to have to pick one I like first.
Hang on.
If you're going to. Sorry. Sorry. You don't understand how these games work. You're picking one I wouldn't eat if it came out of your fucking hand because I don't like Mars bars. What the fuck makes you think you can hide up your fanny and I go, actually, no, I fancy that?
I mean, if you loved him, you. Any other man with a pulse would go, I'll eat anything out of your fanny, love. Anything you want. So you something I don't like because I love your vagina.
Bar.
You, Mr. fucking.
Not a Mars
prude.
Bar.
Right, okay. Not a Mars bar. All right, then what? Right, okay. Twix extra.
Right. Extra.
Okay.
Boy. Long night, eh? Listen, my first couple.
Too thin, it would get lost.
First couple of thoughts. First couple of thoughts are for me, right? Yeah. Has a bloke ever went, look, I didn't like them? And she's gone, well, fucking beggars call me Jesus, I've got a boot full of you. Well, I'm not, you know, I'm not, what do you want us to give you? A menu and you pick. It's Mars bars on out, you pervert. Second thing, all I can imagine is she's doing pretty well doing this because she's going to sell a BMW.
Oh, good, well, why aren't
you? She's doing all right,
why
isn't she?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mars bars, back in the day, my dad used to be really partial to a Mars bar.
Aye.
a bit worrying now,
isn't
it?
How did he eat them?
I think he ate them out directly out my mum's ass.
Right,
not
yeah.
No, sorry.
Oh, wow. I think that mechanic's having them on as well, by the way. I think he's just...
It says here, safe to say the new mechanic was interrogated thoroughly on how he came by this information. He swears it to be true, but also swears he hasn't witnessed it firsthand. None of the other mechanics believe him.
Yeah, no. He's either lying, and he's made it up, or he is, he's getting discount for fixing that car.
Oh my God, yeah.
Wow.
So what would you eat out of my vagina? What? Pizza?
Oh, just thinking about... Oh, God.
I'm not... Listen,
You've got a really sensitive vagina anyway. You've got to use special soap. You can't be holding confectionery up there.
No,
you're going to hurt yourself.
No, actually, yeah, you're right.
I mean, I didn't like Mars bars before this, and I like them even less now.
Yeah, I thought you might, yeah.
Be half melted off the body heat. Oh, God. What if he doesn't fancy a Mars bar? Is that the specific? What you got? Like, look, I just want a shag. Sorry, mate. It's Mars bars up the arse. That's all I do.
I think that's just a speciality.
Speciality.
She's got a niche. People travel for miles for Marjorie, and her Mars bars. That's why she's got to get. Actually, no, she travels. That's why her car's always breaking. She travels to them. She travels around the country with her boot full of Mars bars.
Fucking miles on this stuff, the Mars. Mm-hmm. Do you know what it is as well? If she didn't take as many, if she just took enough Mars bars for each time that she needed them, she wouldn't be using as much fuel.
That is true.
The weight of all their Mars bars. Mm-hmm. But you didn't think I was going to go to fuel consumption at the end of this?
No, I didn't. Look, I didn't think.
If you're listening, Marjorie, just take as much as you need for the day. Maybe a bag full.
Yeah.
Maybe a multi-pack. Not a full boot.
Yeah.
It's too much weight in your car. You're costing yourself a fortune, love. Eating your profits. Eating your profits with your arse.
Babadoo, 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 bam. I've got an ick.
An ick.
And I've got an ick.
Love an ick.
Please get me anonymous. My ick is with my boyfriend of 10 years.
Nice.
He's always spent a good 30 to 40 minutes on the toilet and feels it necessary to walk into whatever room I am in after having a dump and doing a weird back stretch / squat thing in order to put his piles back in place.
Sorry, what the fuck just happened?
So
read all that again.
The ick is with the boyfriend of 10 years. He's always spent a good 30 to 40 minutes on the toilet. And he feels it's necessary to walk into whatever room I am in after having a dump and doing a weird back stretch / squat thing in order to put his piles back in place.
He needs to go to the doctors.
Thus, actually damaging their relationship because that is awful.
Right. Couple of things.
Yeah.
First, get your piles sorted out, mate. Sounds really dangerous.
Yeah.
Sounds painful.
Yeah.
Sounds horrible. Two, put them back in the bathroom.
I know.
Why are you parading around like a cock of the walk? What are you doing? Like a cat going in and lifting your leg and licking your bits while making eye contact with her. What the hell?
Maybe she thinks that it turns her on.
Look at me, love. Look how flexible I am. Oh, it's popping all them back in.
God.
That's awful.
I know. I feel
that's more than
an
ick.
That wouldn't be an ick for me. That's not like a... Oh, that's not... That's
not an ick. That's not...
That's,
oh.
That's a, do you want to pack it in? That's vile.
Yeah, and it's like chewing loud or something. Yeah. That's like, go to the hospital now.
Popping your piles back in front of us.
It's horrible.
It's bad enough when you, actually, that's an ick with you. You love to stretch, like on the floor and that, in yoga positions and stuff while we're around. Would you do that somewhere else, actually, in future?
Wow.
It's horrible to watch.
Someone just having a little stretch. I just like to have a little stretch
sometimes.
I know,
sometimes. It's just not fair. It's just that and that.
This is unbelievable.
It's horrible. Wow. Actually horrible to watch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I'll just be stiff everywhere, shall I?
Mm. Yeah. Do you want another ick?
Yeah.
Hey, Chris and Rosie. My husband and partner of 9 years has given me the ick. It says here, this man loves his dressing gown. Cold evenings, he's all bundled up. And it says in brackets, because who can afford to put the heating on nowadays? That's true. And he climbs into bed for a cuddle. Tell me why... I don't really understand how this is wrote, but this is how it's wrote. Tell me why he takes his dressing gown off like it's a jumper and not just take his arms out when it's like a jacket.
It's an off over the top.
To visualise, he lifts his arms up behind his head and pulls at the collar from the back of his neck, pulling up and over his head like it's a jumper. And she's attached a picture to explain how he does it. And it's a man taking off a top. Have you ever seen someone take a dressing gown off like this?
No.
Madness, instant ick.
Why? So how does he get it back on? Does he then undo? So then he then pick it up and undo the belt.
It makes
and then
no
put it back
sense
on.
At all. Why
That's
is it
so strange?
As an avid dressing gown wearer
you
myself,
are. You've got multiple dressing gowns.
Love me dressing gown. Hate the look of us in it. Because it just...
It's not a flattering garment.
It's really not.
It's not a flattering
I look
garment.
Like Penguin from Batman.
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito, I do. When he's got his gown on. It's every time I look in the mirror, it's horrible. Oh, but I just love the comfort of it. But my tits look disgusting. Right. It ties in all the wrong places. It's not nice.
I'm not a fan of dressing gowns. I never wear a dressing gown.
I'd love you to wear a dressing gown.
Not a fan at all. Just find them a bit. I don't know, like...
Why do you hate me and mine?
No, you do.
You look at us funny. No, you do. You always look at us funny.
I don't like you fucking... I don't like you leave it lying around the floor everywhere. But yeah,
Be honest. Do you hate us in my dressing gown?
No, okay. I don't. Because I know you're comfortable. Yeah, I know you're happy and warm. I'd rather you wore your dressing gown than fucking ask us to turn the heating up. I'm just not a fan. I've never had been. I remember my mum got us one when I was younger and I was just like, ugh. And like all through life, I like the idea of it. Then I go, oh, fuck that. I'd rather wear a jumper.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a fan of dressing gowns. There's a lot going on there.
Oh, house coat, as some people call them.
Dicks. Yeah, dicks call them house coats. not a fan. But he's obviously picking that back up and then untying the thing. I mean, what kind of admin? Just untie the belt and take it off like a coat, mate.
It's his way.
It's open at the front.
If you're listening, you're putting your wife off. You go,
really
sorry.
Strange.
Massively. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. A long-time listener, first-time emailer.
Ooh.
Please keep me anonymous.
Always.
I am a student midwife, and I think this experience would be perfect for the podcast. It could even be a Rosie's Mysteries, but I feel like Chris may get this too easily.
Okay, let's try. I'm due a win on Rosie's Mysteries, so let's do it.
This was the shift I delivered my second baby.
Oh.
At the start of the shift, myself and the midwife supervising me were warned that the couple we were going to look after were a bit odd.
Right.
This should have been my first red flag, but I didn't think anything of it.
I mean, it's a little red flag, isn't it? They're a bit odd.
Yeah.
It's literally, he has a red flag. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. So we entered the room and introduced ourselves to the labouring woman and partner. All seemed normal at first until she had her contractions. The woman was laid on her back, breathing on the gas in her, and her partner was massaging her. Now, you would think a normal person would rub their partner's shoulders or back, but not this guy. Guess where he was massaging her while she's in labour, having contractions.
I already know.
Where?
One word, tits.
Her breasts.
Yes! I knew it! It's so weird! Why is he doing
the
that?
The guy
wax
was...
on, wax off.
Yeah. The guy was full on window washing this woman's tatters when she was having contractions. And she wasn't telling him to get off.
Why?
This was so awkward. I was literally trying to do/look at anything else when she was having contractions. Safe to say this was the most unusual birth experience of my studies so far.
What's he doing?
I don't know. Maybe
That's
it relaxes
so
her.
Weird.
Maybe it relaxes
it's
her.
So weird.
It's horrible, isn't it? Can you imagine?
You would just be waiting. You'd be waiting the whole time for it to go, Gavin, will you stop that? Sorry, love.
It says, a quick question, if you have time. Mm. Did Chris do anything unusual/annoying when you were in labour/had your planned caesarean?
I First one, I immediately asked the midwife what the Wi-Fi code was, and she called us a stupid man.
Oh, yeah, that did happen, actually. Yeah, yeah.
I was joking. I was like, what's the Wi-Fi code? She was like, you stupid man.
And that was you very quickly putting your pace in your place.
But I was joking. It was like, we're checking in a hotel. That was the joke. What else?
Well, weirdly, with Robin, the world hadn't gone to shit then.
Mm.
The world was quite normal. Everything was quite normal. But with Rafe, we were in the middle of the second lockdown.
Yeah.
So it was really sterile and weird. And you weren't there very much. And dare I say, it was quite nice.
Fantastic. It's always nice to hear. I picked the playlist. I did that. I did the important jobs.
Yeah, you did.
Put Mr. Blue Sky on.
Yeah, that was nice.
And then, I just popped out. Mm-hmm. Down the old pub with the lads for a couple of weeks.
And then came
back and saw how you and... what's his name, Rafe? Yeah, how you and Rafe were getting on.
Yeah. Never happened. That didn't happen. Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Marinoid, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, thank you so, so much for listening, guys. As always, if you'd like to get in touch, it is shagmarinoid@gmail.com to send us anything you like. The tour is on sale.
We
are going on tour this autumn, hitting arenas all over the UK. It'd be wonderful to see you there. There are some tickets left for some of them and some extra dates being added in other places. So once more for this week, thank you so much for listening. It's goodbye from me, Chris Ramsey, and goodbye from Rosie, bottom.
Oh,
celebrity on the wheel, bottom out of seven.
The wheel,
seventh. The bottom.
Bye.
The bottom. Bye.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.